single soul. Reaching a further and stepping in closer. Hello, I'm John Smizer, and it's a wonderful day here in Southern California, and I hope it's a good day where you're at. I'm reminded of my grandchildren hearing from their parents a word that I heard as a young child, that if I have told you once, I've told you 1,000 times. You know, it's that kind of repetition that children hear from their parents trying to help encourage them and direct them and lead them in the right way to do things. Now, I know that so often adults even need to hear things repeatedly to be able to learn those things. It was said at a time, 30 years ago, you told somebody 3 times and they would catch it. They would understand what you were trying to communicate to them. Like a teacher or a preacher, 3 times, and they would get it. But it seems like these days I've heard that it has to be 11 times or more until people connect to it, because there's so much other stuff in their lives, other things calling for their attention. And in God's Word, I want to encourage you to look for those little clues that things are important. If, like in the Gospels, when it says, Jesus said, and then he says, verily I say unto you, and that's important. But if he says, verily, verily, that's twice, that's more important. And then if it's really, really important, the verily, verily, verily I say unto you. And we need to be ready to listen. Let's hear God's Word as we are read to us in these next few moments.
First Corinthians chapter 7, verses 17 through 24. Nevertheless, each person should live as a believer in whatever situation the Lord has assigned to them, just as God has called them. This is the rule I lay down in all the churches. Was a man already circumcised when he was called? He should not become uncircumcised. Was a man uncircumcised when he was called? He should not be circumcised. Circumcision is nothing and uncircumcision is nothing. Keeping God's commands is what counts. Each person should remain in the situation they were in when God called them. Were you a slave when you were called? Don't let it trouble you, although if you can gain your freedom, do so. For the one who was a slave when called to faith in the Lord is the Lord's freed person. Similarly, the one who was free when called is Christ's slave. You were bought at a price. Do not become slaves of human beings. Brothers and sisters, each person as responsible to God should remain in the situation they were in when God called them.
Here it is Sunday, May 15th. It's a joy to be with you on the Lord's Day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. As we're continuing our study in 1 Corinthians 7, we'll continue as was read for us at verse 17. And here is an initial comment to us. It says, nevertheless, in all the circumstances Paul has addressed regarding marriage and relationships, he says, nevertheless, each person should live as believer in whatever situation the Lord has assigned to them, just as God has called them. It's an area of life that we need to just be content. You're familiar with Paul being in prison, and he writes a prison epistle, and he says, I have learned in every circumstance therewith to be content. So for us, in our lives, are we content? Or do we fall prey, or do we listen to the voice of advertisement out there telling us, oh, you need this or that to be a really good person? It's here that Paul is telling us, in whatever way God has called you, whatever circumstance, therewith be content. In Romans chapter 12, verse 3, it says, don't think more highly of yourself than you ought to. Have a sober judgment. Now, the idea of thinking rightly about ourselves. I think that I'm probably one of the best basketball players in the world. Well, I know at this point you're laughing. Stop laughing, recognizing that I don't have the skill, you don't have the capabilities or the physical makeup to be the best basketball player in the world. So that at that point, I need to have sober judgment. I need to correctly look at myself and see what it is and how it is that I will be able to be productive in this world. And that's what Paul is saying in Romans, have sober judgment. He's also saying it here in Corinthians, that we need to, each person should live as a believer in whatever situation the Lord has called them. Now, the issue being, in early ministry, I had opportunity for, 7-8 years to work with young college students as they came into a relationship with the Lord. And during those times, they would want to be very inspiring to people around them. In fact, they wanted to be like the pastor, you know, the one up in front of the church who preaches and teaches. Or they would have wanted to be like Billy Graham, the one who called hundreds, no, thousands to come to the Lord. That was their heart's desire. But they were brand new believers. And at a point, they need to take those initial steps, those small steps along the way, and that God would guide them and God would place them in those circumstances. For myself, I had an attitude about being a pastor that I did not want to try and climb the pastor's ladder. So often, a pastor that was a youth pastor wanted to be an associate pastor and then a senior pastor. For me, I was simply who I was. And when a call came or the church that I was serving wanted to have me do some other responsibility, I'd be willing to do that. But I didn't grasp after it. I did not desire it in a way that it caused me to go after it in ways. And that's what Paul's talking about here in this portion in Corinthians, that just be satisfied with where we're at. Now, that same idea comes in verse 20, where he's down here, he says, each person should remain in the situation they were in when God called them. And then finally, the third time in verse 24 of our section, it says, brothers and sisters, each person as responsible to God should remain in that situation they were in when God called them. There's a situation here that people were wanting to do things and become other than what God may have asked them to be. We are given certain spiritual gifts. Today there's a gentleman who is recording this, and his gift and his service in the kingdom of God is to record technologically all of the things that I'm saying. That's his role, and he serves God in that way. These people wanted to do something other, more visible, do something that everybody would applaud. And at this point, the key idea is here in verse 19, where it says, circumcision is nothing and uncircumcision is nothing. Because he's been discussing that. You read that earlier. And it says, keeping God's commandments is what counts. That's what counts. What are those commandments? Well, first off, you want to love God. Second, you want to love your neighbor. And then, oh, in Romans 13, owe nothing to anyone but to love them. Love is the thing you have been called to do. We praise God that we are part of His family, doing what He has placed us in it to do. For each of us, God has called us, and He knows what He has in mind for us. He's not going to let us down. In the verse 23, it says, "You were bought at a price. Do not become slaves of human beings." What are the assumptions or priorities that humans put on life? It's like Peter told Jesus when Jesus said, "I'm going to be crucified." Peter said, "No, you're not going to do that." That's speaking from a human vantage point. For you and I, we need to consider, what is God's intention for us? I don't know if you're a Dodger fan, but Freddie Freeman is a new player with the Dodgers, and he is being paid $162 million for his contract. Oh my! He's going to have a dietitian, he's going to have a weight trainer, he's going to have the person who's going to watch over him. How much greater is the price God paid for you when He gave His only begotten Son? And He knows exactly what you need, and He's going to take care of you. He's going to take care of me. Together, let's go to Him in prayer. Heavenly Father, You are a good God. You watch over us, and You know us. You know every part of our being. You know our ups and our downs. And Lord, today we commend to You, we commit to You our lives and the service we can give to You. May it bring glory to You in Your precious and holy name. Amen.
For a single soul, reaching a world, all and stepping in closer, CGM.